Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to Corporate Crossover, Bound for Success, where we bridge the gap between knowledge and action, and we turn insights into outcomes. I'm Kevin Long, your guide through the world of business transformation. Today, we're exploring a powerful catalyst in the professional world, the value-based business book. Not just any book, but one that educates, inspires, and opens doors in the corporate sphere that might otherwise remain closed. So let's delve into why writing such a book could be your golden key to new opportunities. Okay, now there is a strategic advantage of authorship. So I'm the competitive arena of business. Standing out is more than a necessity, it's a survival strategy. Writing a business book isn't just about putting your knowledge on paper, it's about crafting a lever to pry open doors to new corporate opportunities. But what makes a business book not just good, but great? A great business book offers undeniable value. It teaches, transforms, and transcends traditional advice. So, as I always start off with, you know, credibility and authority. A well-crafted business book instantly boosts your credibility. You've heard me say this many, many times. It gives you expert status. Authoring a book establishes you as an authority in your field. Now, this perceived expertise is a magnet for corporate opportunities as companies constantly seek to associate with leading minds. And I've got many, many, many of my clients who have done this now since writing their own book. And then it enhances your reputation. Your book acts as a prolonged business card, and it's a tangible showcase of your depth of understanding and commitment to your industry. There's also an educational impact. The core of a value-based business book is its ability to educate, and that's the main thing that I teach my clients, or you know, I teach them how to write a book to do, is to educate and add value. Providing solutions. Corporate decision makers are on the lookout for books that don't just identify problems, but are for real, actionable solutions. Your book should address specific industry pain points with clarity and depth. And this is usually because my clients are actually in the fields that they're in, you know, the industries that they're in. So they know, most of us have gone through the pains. So we put it in a book to help others not go through that, you know, painful barrier so much. And it's also about bridging the knowledge gaps. By filling these knowledge gaps, your book becomes a resource that businesses recommend internally, enhancing its corporate reach and your influence. And again, I've got clients that now, you know, provide regular books to companies on leadership, on, you know, positive mental attitudes, if you like, or, you know, network, all sorts of stuff. So it's invaluable, really. And then you've got the networking and the partnerships. Writing a book can dramatically widen your professional network. It does, it really does. So, and one of the things is event invitations. Authors are often invited to speak at industry conferences, panel discussions and seminars. You know, I've done this myself after I wrote my book, my first sort of business one back in 2012. So each event is an opportunity to showcase your expertise and connect with like-minded professionals and decision makers. And you can also get strategic partnerships from it. Your book may align you with other thought leaders, and it creates opportunities for collaborations that can lead to innovative projects and ventures. One of the biggest ones is marketing and brand visibility. A book is such a powerful marketing tool, and we have you've got 19, 20 ways to use it as a, you know, a marketing tool. And I go through a lot of this. I think I've only ever used three, even though I've got the 20. I get feedback from you guys. You know, that's why I've got so many, because people say, oh, I tried this. And obviously I check it out that it works. And then I'll, you know, make note of it. And I've actually got a course, actually, you know, that has them all in. So yeah, it's an amazing thing. The book should be the foundation to any type of business. And then content marketing. You can use your book as the cornerstone of your content marketing strategy. Chapters can be repurposed into articles, blog posts, and white papers that keep your name and brand in continuous circulation, okay? And social proof. You know, positive reviews, testimonials, and wide readership build social proof, and it enhances your attractiveness to corporate clients who prefer to engage with well-respected experts. Corporate trainings and consultant opportunities. I've got many clients that have had doors open to training and consultant roles all over the world. Training programs is another one. Companies often seek authors to develop training materials or to lead workshops based on their book's methodology. Now, this is not only extends the life of your content, but also diversifies your income. And consultant gigs. As an author, you'll find consultant opportunities more accessible. Businesses that value your book's message might hire you to consult on specific projects, applying your strategies to their unique challenges. And it's a long-term professional growth. You know, the impact of a well-received business book extends far into your career. And sometimes it surpasses it, because we obviously leave a legacy. So continued relevance. Updating your book or releasing new editions can help maintain and grow your professional relevance over time. And I've just mentioned it, your book contributes to your professional legacy. And leaving a lasting imprint in your industry well after you've retired, or if you've, you know, you've finished what you're doing. So coming to that time again, the conclusion, you know, writing your way through corporate doors. As we wrap up today's session, I want you to remember that a value-based business book is more than words on a page. You've heard me say this again and again and again, but it really is. It's a key to unlocking new realms in your professional journey. It positions you as an expert, opens networking opportunities, and offers a platform for substantial corporate engagement. So I just want to say thank you for tuning into Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. And if you have been thinking about writing a book, consider this a sign to start drafting your first chapter. So until next time, keep turning challenges into opportunities. And remember, the right words can indeed open the right doors. So bye for now, and here's to your continued success. Oh, and by the way, leave a comment if you are interested in writing a book, and I'll get straight back to you. Have an amazing weekend. Love and light. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to linktree.com/thekindleking. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.